Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is April Halliburton, founder and CEO of All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome to our On the Air with All for HR Biz. It is, guess what, Talk About It Thursday. Yes, it is. And so happy Talk About It Thursday. I trust your day is going well. About midway through this day here. And looking forward to the weekend, right? So happy Talk About It Thursday to everyone. For those of you that are new to the show, again, I am April Halliburton, founder and CEO of All for HR and Business Solutions. We are a virtual human resource management company based out of Michigan. We currently have three divisions. We have a virtual call center, and we have a job placement and recruiting division, and we also have our biggest division, which is virtual human resource management division. We manage companies from 2 to 29 employees across the country. Absolutely. And so if you have not had a chance to visit our virtual home, you can do so at all4hr.net. You can follow us on social media, Twitter, all4hr, Instagram, all4hr, or on LinkedIn, all4hr and Business Solutions, and, of course, Facebook, all4hr and Business Solutions. If you are a business owner or a human resource management professional, feel free to join our Facebook group. We have some great individuals in our group, and we are always talking about HR in different scenarios within the workplace and how to resolve, how to inspire, and how to improve. Business is like, it can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Is our mantra here at All for HR and Business Solutions. So it is, again, Talk About It Thursday, and we have a lot going on. The pace is picking up for All for HR and Business Solutions. So if you have not had a chance to jump on board, and feel free to throw those lagging HR projects from 2017. Yep, you can throw them our way. You can definitely throw them our way. You can ask your questions, folks, live chat on the website, directly on the website. Yes, you can. Directly on the website. You can ask HR questions. You can also, you can also call our hotline at 844-4-ALL-4-HR. That is 844-425-5447, option 2. If no one picks up the phone, leave a message, your HR question, and someone will call you back within 24 hours. So happy Talk About It Thursday, everyone. Again, the pace is picking up, folks, and we are moving along in our 2018. Got some great things planned for All for HR Business Solutions and for you. So, some interesting things in the news. I'm drinking my coffee here, folks. I'm freezing. Okay, I'm cold. Okay, 2 degrees out here in Michigan yesterday. And today, I am like a little popsicle. Okay, I'm freezing. So, I'm on drinking coffee again. Trying to warm up. some interesting things in the HR news today. So I was reading an article. I love HR Morning. Love the website HRMorning.com. They have some great things on there and some wonderful articles. So if you have not logged on to their website and put it in your and bookmark that website, that HRmorning.com. You don't want to do that because they have great information, okay, HR information. And so the one article that I thought was very fascinating, 15 crazy sacrifices workers will make for a 10% raise, okay? 15 crazy sacrifices workers will make for 10% raise. Okay, you guys don't have to listen to these, okay? I don't think I'm really going to go through all of them, but so 88.6% would stop watching Game of Thrones for life for 10% increase. 88.6% would stop. Okay, so I'm probably one of the maybe two that don't. I've never watched Game of Thrones ever, but okay. I thought that was funny. 73.4% would give up all alcoholic beverages for the next 5 years. Oh my goodness. 55.9% would work an extra 10 hours per week for life, even though that probably takes the raise out of the equation. 53.6% would give up all social media for 5 years. How about that? 50.7% would give up watching movies for the next 3 years. And 47.7% would give up all caffeinated products for the next 2 years for 10% raise. Okay, how about this one? 34.9% would give up the right to vote in all elections for life. Okay, that's bad. But that probably 34.9% probably don't vote anyway, but okay. We're talking about the one that actually took the survey. So, okay, I digress. 17.9% would give up Social Security benefits for the next 2 years. 15.3% would give up all of their vacation days for the next 5 years. Yeah, that would be a no. I'm not going to give up a vacation day. 12.2% will break up with their partner or significant other for a 10% raise. And 5.3%, eat a single Tide Pod. Okay, these were cute. They were funny. They're really funny. 9.1% would give up their child or future child's right to vote in all elections. Okay, folks. Okay, I really like to eat one single Tide Pod, though. Okay, so. So while it's no laughing matter, these were funny, but there's some ways. There's no way to actually guarantee that your feelings don't get, but there are some certain things that HR pros can do to minimize the damage. And one is consider offers carefully. Ask about details. Has the employee taken on more responsibilities in their position? These are things that an employer can do. Has he, his or her pay fallen below the market rate? Break down this decision. Carefully explain why a raise request is being denied in the event that one is being requested, and offer details if performance is a major factor why they are not getting a raise. And on a high note, let the employee know that you appreciate the initiative to request a raise and do what you can to lift that person's spirit understandably. So I thought those were very, very interesting, very, very interesting. That's an HR Morning article. And so, again, you don't have them, HR Morning, on your in your resource or bookmark that page. You want to bookmark that website because it's great information, folks. Everybody knows about HR Morning, I know. And so there's also an article called Toxic Coworkers and Three Ways to Stop Damaging Behavior. And so, you know, last month we had I Know HR 4, and so we were talking about different ways to kind of combat employee dishonesty and fraudulent behavior in the workplace, and we focused on that all month. This month our focus is Fix My Workplace Culture. So it kind of follows me. It follows behind the I Know HR Fool, and so, you know, follows behind that, and that we have some fun with I Know HR Fool. You know, it's a very serious matter, and workplace culture is a very, very serious matter. And a lot of companies, I think, especially small companies, really don't give it, I believe, the proper attention because, you know, negating the attention to your workplace culture, you're really setting yourself up for a fall, okay, you and your employees. And so, you know, toxic behavior can be backstabbing and criticizing, gossiping and spreading rumors, hoarding information, and caring only about personal agenda. And so one of some things to do to stop that kind of behavior is, first of all, by speaking up and having an honest conversation when these occurrences are taking place in the workplace. We're talking this month about fixing my workplace, my workplace culture, and we actually are having a fantastic guest on the show on the 24th. You don't want to miss leadership management guru, Ms. Jill Geisler. And so she wrote the very popular book, Happy Work, which is really taken by storm. And if you are an HR person or business owner, you're going to want to get that book because it really speaks to improving and building and leading your company to be a happy workplace. Believe it or not, there is such a place. You don't believe me, do you? But there is, okay? And so this month we're talking about ways to dig deep down into the undercurrent of your organization culture and find out what problems are there, okay? And then put strategies in place to improve and heal your workforce, okay? So, you know, having these conversations and not ignoring these occurrences when you know that there is gossiping and spreading rumors and backstabbing and criticizing in your workplace, and just thinking, oh, that's just a part of business. That's not a part of business. We should get away from the norm that is the norm, because that is not the norm. Okay. So having a serious conversation about the co-workers behaving badly and focusing on how the behavior is impacting the organization and asking them you know, if they're doing anything that's causing conflict, and if they are, you know, working towards stopping it, okay? Having goals in mind is another way. Be a role model for how your coworkers should treat each other. I often say that, you know, coworkers can't, they mimic what they see upper management doing. And so when you have upper management in some instances that may be behaving badly and thinking no one is paying attention or sees what is going on, is totally the wrong way to go. So you have to keep these things in mind when you are in your workplace. And these are things that, you know, they're essential. They are critical to growing your workforce. Because believe it or not, folks, you cannot have a growing, thriving business without the proper support from your staff, from your employees. It's just not going to happen. Okay? So you have to do everything that you can to keep open the lines of communication. And when you see these types of behavior coming about, that you stop them, that you and your HR manager, you stop them. You put a stop to them. Okay, so you know, that's very, very important for you to really think about. If you're seeing these kinds of things that are happening in your workplace, that you are doing what you can to head it off And lastly, the third thing is, if you are privy to these kinds of occurrences, let your boss know. While it could be a good idea to address the person that is exhibiting this behavior, if you don't feel comfortable doing so, bring it to the boss's attention. And even if you do bring it to that person's attention, still bring it to the attention of your boss, because your boss may not have seen that and may not be aware. Okay? So we're talking on this month. Again, our focus this month is on fixing my workplace culture. And as I said, we're going to have leadership guru, Jill Geisler, who's wonderful. She authored the book Work Happy. If you haven't got your copy, be sure to. But, you know, I like the way she expresses, she talks about workplace culture and how so we have, when we talk about workplace culture, we talk about the components of workplace culture. And so what exactly are the components of workplace culture? And you know what? Let me ask you a question if you haven't done so. What is your workplace culture? Do you know? Do you know what your workplace culture is? There are many workplace cultures, but we talked this month really about the 10 most common workplace cultures. A little bit sunny-side there, folks. But when you talk about the characteristics of a workplace culture, you're talking about the management style. You're talking about the values of the business and the environment, the physical environment, and the employees and the dress code. Those are all characteristics of the the workplace culture. And the business owner is the person who actually sets the pace for creating and defining and refining the company's culture. Okay? So when we're talking about 10, the 10 most common workplace cultures, and we actually have a survey going around that's being circulated on in through our social media platforms by Offer HR, and it's, you know, helping you to determine, and it's really simple, a really simple survey on, you know, what is your workplace culture. And so when we talk about workplace culture, again, where Jill Deisler was very, I like the way she described workplace culture. And she said, when you think of it as a iceberg. And so the very top of that iceberg, when you, you know, comparable to the word, or, you know, reflecting the workplace culture, is the very top is the outer environment, the physical environment of the workplace, okay? And so it is the mission statement, it's the building, it's the way people dress, the very top of the iceberg. When you get down to the surface of the water, where the surface meets the water, okay, that's the middle. It's right in the middle. And so that is where you have your mission statement and you have your decor and things like that, okay? The decor, your dress code is right there in the middle. When you talk about workplace culture and you're talking about the surface, the things that are underneath the water, okay, the underneath, the part of the iceberg that's underwater. So that part is considered as that's where work at an organization and you sit down and I've been there, done that, and you join an organization and you go and you say, oh, my goodness, and nice offices, and the receptionist is so sweet, just really person, really nice person when I met her the first day. And the interview went very nice, and oh, it was wonderful. And then you get in there and all hell breaks loose, right? Because you realize that turnover is 70 or 75%. That management does not care who you are. They don't even know your name. You're just, you better sit down at there and turn out some work, okay? That's where the workplace, you see the breakdown of workplace culture, okay? And so this is actually where you have to start. You know, when you're building an organization, you're starting below the surface, right? And you're building up. So We talk about some the different culture workplace the types of workplace cultures, and again we have a survey that's going around, and it's actually if you go on our website, you can actually sign up for it as soon as you get on or on the website. But it's a great survey. It's not a 125 questions. It actually just describes the 10 most common workplace cultures and the characteristics of them. And it's easy for you to really define, you know, is this the type of culture we have? What's important about determining workplace culture is if you have a certain workplace culture and you don't know what it is, but there are some problems in your workplace culture that you want to resolve. You want to bring your company together, your employees together, and you're seeing some issues. You have to use the right strategies for that culture, your workplace culture. Does that make sense? So when we talk about the different cultures, the most common ones, we talk about strong leadership workplace culture, and that one revolved around a leadership, mentorship programs, coaching, and leadership training. And it's actually, the leaders are actually grooming their subordinates to become leaders as well. So the whole pretense of that organization is on growing and building from within, again, through mentorships and coaching programs and leadership training. And so the next one that we talk about is the customer service excellence. And so customer service excellence workplace culture is the customer is always right. And so that reigns supreme, that the customer is always right, whether they're right or not. Okay. And then the sales workplace culture, which the sales is mostly, that industry is like sales and, their commitment, their staff is committed to consistently hitting quarterly sales goals and quotas. Okay. There is also the role-playing workplace culture. And that's where it's important the staff are is important that there are a mastery of their craft. And so employers in a role-playing workplace culture, they take over and they take on the life of projects that they're qualified for. And they also have a selective hiring process because they are looking for specific characteristics, qualities, experience, and even maybe education for the applicants that they are putting for. They're putting the applicants that they're hiring in these roles that they're matched exactly for. Okay, because their jobs are very specific. Okay. And then innovation workplace culture, and what this one is really very prevalent now, because the innovation workplace cultures are on the cutting edge, always on the cutting edge of industry trends and development, and their workforce is like a giant think tank. And so they're always breeding new ideas, okay? Empowerment workplace culture. And so this is a very good one, the empowerment workplace culture. And in an empowerment workplace culture, regardless of your rank, everyone has an important role in the organization. Okay, everyone, whether you're a receptionist, whatever you do, everyone is valued the same and everyone to the mission and the growth of that organization. So those are some of the workplace cultures, and so we're going to come back in a little second and talk a little bit about the other workplace cultures. And again, if you have not, you can visit the website and visit the website and get your the survey. That's what I'm trying to say, folks. So So workplace culture is very it's critical, again, to a growing organization. Now, if you have an organization that you are not in for the long term, you are simply there to make money, that is your purpose, that's your goal, then you probably don't care anything about your workplace culture. And the fact that people are going in one door and out the other, you know, are okay with. But for us business owners that are building something magical and legacy and meaning to make a difference, you know, the difference that any company has in the lives of their communities, in the lives of family and friends, and the overall purpose of the company to help to help in whatever way that your company is helping is the foundation. It reeks of the values and the goals of that organization. And so you have to realize the importance, the impact that not only your company is having on the communities that surround you, and but the clients that you are touching every day, and even more importantly, the employees that feel your culture and how it's impacting them as well. And so that's why you want to make sure you have that happy environment, so that there is respect and integrity and love and understanding in the focus of your organization and your mission and what you're doing for your clients and within your community, and in the way you're impacting your employees. So that's it's very important that you, if you have not looked at your workplace course culture, please do so. This is the perfect time. Okay. So, again, I am April Halliburton, founder and CEO of Offer HR and Business Solutions. And if you are just joining the show, we are a virtual human resource management company. We are based out of Michigan with three divisions. We have a virtual call center, and we have a job placement and recruiting division. And our great biggest division is our virtual human resource management division, which manages companies with 2 to 29 employees throughout the country. If you have not had a chance to, you can follow us on Twitter at AllForHR, Tumblr, AllForHR, and on Instagram at AllForHR. You can follow our LinkedIn page. We also have a LinkedIn group, AllForHR Works For You. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group, which I'd love to have you be a part of. And it is AllForHR Works For You as well. And we are AllForHR on Twitter as well. Okay. So, wondering how your day is going today. If anyone has any questions about workplace culture and the characteristics or what kind of workplace culture you have, you can call in at 929-477-3185. And that is 929-477-3185. Yep, you can call in and you can ask your workplace culture questions. Tomorrow is Freedom Friday, folks. So if you have not had a chance to, you know, every Friday we answer the Freedom Friday HR question. And again, the Freedom Friday HR question does not have to be about the topic of the month. It can be anything. Now, no, ask me any questions about love or your horoscope and nothing like that. It has to be an HR question, okay? So it can be workplace diversity, it can be on employee engagement, it can be on a performance management program that you may need, a policy question, whatever your question is. You can go to all4hr.net/blog. And that's our blog spot. Now, there are tons of blogs on there, but the one that you want is pinned on the right-hand side at the top. And you want to click on there, go down to the comment section, and, yes, submit your HR question. If we select your question, you'll get a free gift. How about that? How cool is that? I mean, that's wonderful. Don't you think so? I absolutely think so. So go ahead and we'll answer the questions live. I usually do them about 10 or 11 o'clock, but we're going to do them early. We're going to start doing them a lot earlier. So you can ask your HR questions, and we will send you a free gift. I told you I'm cold. That's why I'm yawning, because I'm cold. So our Freedom Friday HR question is live tomorrow. We'll answer it live tomorrow. And we want you to call in with yours. You can just submit it on that blog down at the bottom in the comment section. What else do we have going on? Oh, we have our Tuesdays, our Facebook Live, 7 to 8 o'clock. That's another opportunity for you to weigh in on our topic of the month and meet other individuals that are on the Facebook Live conversation. And that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty cool. You can answer a question on Tuesday. You can leave one on the hotline if no one answers. That's 844-425-5447. Or you can live chat. Doesn't get much better than that, folks. This month, so we have a webinar coming, this week. We're actually finalizing projects that I've been taking forever to get done. You know, I'm one of those people that I'm a perfectionist. I need to stop that. But, yeah. So we're airing these two projects this month and getting them off of my to-do list and onto your desk. Okay. So go ahead and look out for that. And what else? I was going to tell you. So we're going to do our webinar the 23rd of May, and so we are doing that webinar workplace crisis when business doesn't run smoothly. And so we're doing that when we're actually offering that one. That webinar is going to be, I think it's $69. I have to check that one. But anyway, that's coming out, and we're circulating that. So we want you to join us for the workplace crisis when business doesn't run smoothly. So, you know, here at Offer HR, we really, really, really work hard to make your workplace run as smoothly as possible, if that makes sense. That's what we do. That's what we do here, folks. And so So talking a little bit more about this work, the workplace culture, and we've been talking so far about the different workplace cultures and about at least the 10 most common workplace cultures. Spit it out, April. We've talked about the innovation, empowerment workplace culture, sales, and sales and our customer service excellence is one of the most common workplace cultures. And so there's also a power-driven culture, workplace culture. And the power-driven workplace culture is like it's a survival of the fittest. So it's very competitive, and individuals put together strategies. They have strategies in place to acquire as much power as they can. And these workplace cultures have very dominant sales cultures. Okay. And then we have a task-oriented workplace culture. That's the kind of workplace culture I need in my office, to be more task-oriented. But task-oriented workplace cultures use small collaborative teams. And they tackle bigger inbound issues. And it's critical that the employees in a task-oriented workplace culture, that they work well with each other. And most of the time in that type of environment, the new hires are interviewed by all the team members to make sure that they're a good fit. Okay, and then we have the all-stars workplace culture. And the all-stars workplace culture has a highly selective hiring process. And the staff is comparatively small, and they're highly creative. And everyone in the all-star culture plays a critical role to the success of the project and the company. Think of the all-star culture is the role player culture on steroids. Okay. Excuse me. And then finally is the mission-driven workplace. And a mission-driven workplace culture is really, they're prevalent in non-profit organizations and grassroots organizations. And employees of mission-driven workplace culture, They have a personal satisfaction with work-life balance. And these cultures care about their communities and about working relationships with investors, partners, and clients, okay? Now, keep in mind that if you take the survey that I have on there, on the website, which we're actually circulating around again, you don't have to necessarily choose one. You may choose more than one because you may have some characteristics that kind of overlap. And so when you're deciding on the workplace culture, or the best workplace culture, you know, be sure to pull characteristics and examples of workplace culture that have happened in your workplace to decide what culture you have. And And then you work to define your workplace culture, okay? So, again, we're talking about this, we're having the conversation about workplace culture all month long, and we're really excited about it. Want to know what kind of workplace type you have. And we want you to join our Facebook group, the Offer HR Works For You Facebook group. We're talking about that. The survey is in there as well. We're actually going to have a document tomorrow to help you decide some things for you to look at when to identify whether you have some things to look at to kind of assess your current workplace culture. Okay, so we're going to have that in the in our group tomorrow. So if you join the group, you'll get that. That'll be yours. It will be yours. And then you can have the conversation. You can not have. We can join. You can join the conversation that talks about fixing your workplace culture and making your workplace a happy place to work. I can't wait for you to hear this show on the 21st. On the 24th is when we're airing the show with Jill Geisler. And again, she's a phenomenal, wonderful woman, and her book is fantastic. So if you are an HR person, you haven't gotten that book yet, pick up the book. It's on Amazon. And it really offers practical strategies for making your workplace a happier place. It really does. And you'll enjoy it. I certainly have. And so we're talking about workplace culture this month and the importance of a healthy workplace culture. In this day and age, we are, you know, the sexual harassment is all in the news, and then the way some hostile workplace cultures, are a part of companies and the huge negative impact that they're having on just society as a whole, as you know, on our young people. Point being the Starbucks story that is all over the news, where the two African American young men were arrested, or where the manager called the police on the two African American young men that were sitting there waiting on a business person to business person or partner to come, business partner to meet them, and that erupted into something huge. And the manager simply, for whatever reason, you know, thought it was okay. Either the story of the five African-American women that were on the golf course that the men, the owners or the men at the golf course called the police, saying they were they wanted them off of the golf course because they were golfing too slow. You know, weren't holding anyone up. You know, we're not holding anyone up, but you know, this is the culture that we are in now. You know, even so far as when we're looking at the workplace cultures of police brutality. You know, where police are just being excessive, just using excess, not necessary. But these are the types of negative called workplace cultures that are just, they are just ripping away the very fabric of society. You know, they just really are, and it's very sad. You know, it really is. It's sad. So these are things that you, as you know, like Starbucks have now, they're closing one day in the, out the month out of May to do training, and so you know, we had the discussion the other day about you know, so many things are automated now, and that time, everything is so fast-paced now, folks. It's just everything is moving so fast. Everything is moving fast. So automation is a big part of business. You know, I'm a virtual company. You know, Alpha HR in Business Solutions, we're a virtual company. And so a lot of our processes are automated, our onboarding, and we help companies onboard. We put together onboarding we have our onboarding kit that's coming out. So it's cool to automate some processes, and it's okay to automate payroll and things of that. But folks, we still have to have the conversations with our employees to let them know verbally where you as an organization stand. You know, where your mark is and what you expect from them. And find out what they expect from you and where you two are going to meet to verbally say that we are a no-tolerance organization. We don't tolerate sexual harassment. And the moment you see it, you are obligated to disclose it to someone, to management or HR or whoever, because we don't tolerate it. So when we give our employee handbooks, you know, and they sign, you give them to them, and a lot of times they're even emailed to them. It's very important that you still have, you know, although you have some processes in the onboarding program automated, it's critical that you have a conversation when you bring on your new hires. And that you are having these conversations throughout the year at different points to remind your employees and your clients of the goals and the mission of your company and how important your employees are, how much they mean to you. And that, you know, no, we're committed to diversity, and we are committed to no one being disrespected and no one being, being made to feel uncomfortable by racial jokes or things of that nature, you know. So these are very important people, and it's very, very important that as a organization leader, as a company owner, I don't care what your size is, if you have employees, when you bring them on board, you need to know where your company stands, what your goals are, what your values are, what your mission is, and you need to have it woven into the very fabric of your culture. Not just paste it up in the wall, not just put up on the wall, not just on the website, not just in a nice little plaque in the reception area, but in the minds of your employees and in the minds of your clients. Okay? So look, it has been great. You know, I can get passionate. I can keep going like the Energized Bunny. But it is Talk About It Thursday, and we are wrapping up. Listen, if you haven't had a chance to visit the website, all4hr.net. Follow us on the social media. We're on Tumblr. We're on Instagram. We're on LinkedIn and Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter and Pinterest and YouTube. Woohoo! Okay. So follow us, you know, go ahead and when you follow us, be sure to let us know you're following. Say hey, okay? Get on Instagram and get behind Offer HR and, you know, let us know who you are so we can say hello and see how your HR day is going, okay? It is wonderful. It is wonderful talking with everyone. I love, love, love doing this show. I'm so excited to share the information for to help you grow, fix your workplace culture because it's so important because I want you to be happy and I want your employees to be happy and I want your company to be longstanding and a legacy to your children. And I don't want you going to work every day frustrated. I don't want your employees to be frustrated. Right, we want a happy workplace. We want a place that employees and managers and owners that can go to with pride and love. Okay. So again, we have the workplace crisis when your business does not run slowly or run smoothly. That is going to be on the 23rd. Newsletter comes out on the 5th, and we have the wonderful Jill Geisler, who is going to be joining us on March 24th. So you'll hear more about that, and we'll have that discussion on workplace culture. So we're excited about that. And what else can I tell you? You got to admit that those things that people will do for a pay increase were kind of cute, especially the would eat one Tide pie. That was funny. That was a good one. You I know you were laughing because I was cracking up. those were good, right? Right. They're going to find a way the rights of not only their children but their children's children voting rights for 10% where pay increase. I love it. Absolutely love it. Folks, don't forget that business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. You didn't call me today, folks, so next week is your chance to give us a call and weigh in with your thoughts and your questions about workplace culture. Okay, so put it on your calendar. Hope you're reminding you, so just watch our social media platform. Have a great HR day, and happy, 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 happy Talk About It Thursday. This is April Halliburton, founder and CEO of Offer HR and Business Solutions. I look forward to seeing you. Don't forget to drop your questions on our blog spot, offerhr.net/blog. And you want Freedom Friday HR questions. Drop your questions on the comment section, and we'll answer it live tomorrow morning. And if we pick your question, guess what? You get a free gift. How about that? Have a great HR day, everyone. And I will talk to you. I'll see you in the morning. Have a great HR day, everyone. Bye-bye for now. And I'll see you next week at 12:31. Bye-bye now.